them are more than pals.
Our show can be a little gay, but if you're not, that's okay.
You can listen and have fun either way.
Xena, Star Wars, Doctor Who, guests and music and reviews, Game of Thrones, Wynonna too. We promise there's something for you. She nerds out. We're girls that like nerdy things.
Hello and welcome to the She Nerds Out podcast. I'm Kat.
I'm Wendy.
This is Tara.
On today's episode, we have a mail sack. We're getting into some nerd news, a very diverse nerd news segment,
yeah,
which is fun. And of course, you know we're going to purgatory because we love Tubi.
Mm-hmm. Tubi takes us right there.
Tubi, take us away.
We're on the Tubi train, riding it hard.
Wow.
Ouch.
We'll get into that later. But first, Wendy, please get us out of this very awkward conversation.
All right. Well, here's where Wendy takes over for a few minutes, because we're going to start with birthdays. And I'm going to do four because I couldn't pare it down. So we'll go quickly.
Ooh.
The first one I'm doing is because I liked her in the Black Widow movie, Rachel Weisz.
Oh.
One of my favorite lines in the movie. Well, obviously, I'm injured, or something to that effect. It was funny.
Classic. 52.
Rachel Weisz. 55.
On March 7th, she will be 54.
Oh. Wow. She looks great.
She does.
Hot.
She always looks good.
She looked, yeah, she was great. Here's someone that I was didn't care for that much till all of a sudden she played one of my favorite characters in POI, Control. That would be the great Cameron Manheim.
Oh,
now I'm a huge fan. I think I didn't like her because I didn't like her in L Word because she was not a nice character in L Word. And for some reason, that turned me off of her. Because wasn't she that like producer director?
Yeah.
And she was a real biatch.
She was a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So March 8th is Cameron Manheim's birthday, but she's great as Control.
62.
Tara, once again, you're right today.
Come on.
But on March 8th, Cameron turned 63. Yeah. You're always so close. This one I had to do because it's Poe from the Star Wars sequels. Oscar Isaac. He's done a lot of other things too, but I mean, to me, he'll always be Poe.
He's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. March 9th.
Ooh, Pisces. Pisces alert. I'm going to say he's turning 51.
Oh, I'm going like 45.
Kat's right.
Kat wins sometimes.
45 years old.
All right.
Nailed it, Kat.
Nailed it.
So, who on earth on this page did I want to do? Hang on. No, I can't find the person. Maybe I should just skip them because I can't find.
Was it a good person?
Okay, Tara, this is for you, and it kind of ties into my next story. You know, he may have some controversial thoughts. But he's still Walker, Texas
Chuck.
Ranger.
I know. Chuck His Norris. Birthday's March 10th.
March. Oh, okay. Do you know?
Wow. I do, Wendy. Let me think about it for a second.
Well, you think. 79?
He is turning 84.
You're right. You
My
better
God,
know that.
Because I know his birthday is March
10th,
1940.
Norris.
Can you believe that? 1940.
Wow. It's my dad's
I'm
age.
A big Chuck fan. I mean, before I knew, you know, where
but he's Walker.
His beliefs and, yeah. I mean, he's Walker, Texas Ranger, and I'm going to believe that Walker, Texas Ranger is very progressive and
feel like Walker is.
Protects the rights of everyone. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Well, the reason that's important, besides Tara being a huge fan of the show and Chuck, is I used to work on Walker, Texas Ranger for about 3 months or so, 3-4 months. I was an extra, then got yanked out of the crowd to be a stand-in for blonde people, and then became the stand-in
for promoted.
Sheree J. Wilson. I was promoted. Her stand-in moved to New York to be a dancer or something. I don't know. So they said, hey, would you like to work, you know, when we need stand in for Sheree? And I said, sure, I wasn't employed other than that. So I was her stand in. And I think I met her, but it's not like we hung out. Like I mm-hmm. was there when she was off doing something else. And I would, one day I lay pretending to be chained to a bed because she had been kidnapped. by her nemesis, LaRue. That's and awesome. So I just laid there, and they're putting up the lights and the camera and all that. That was fun. But anyway, she was at the Hollywood show in Burbank this weekend, where many celebrities go to sign autographs. Hmm. So I said, I want to go say hi to Cherie and say, I was your stand-in. So I went up and spoke to her. She could not have been sweeter. When I said that, she's like, ah, you know, they charge for selfies and stuff. She's like, oh, ah, I want a picture. No charge. Aww. No charge. I want a picture.
That's so cute.
And she, I got her to sign. I was given this little wooden shape of Texas with a walker. It was like a decal plastered on there. But I think one of the other stand-ins gave them out to us or something. So I had her sign the back of that. She's like, I didn't get one of these. You know. And then, so for those who don't know, in the last Walker, Texas movie, Texas Ranger movie, it ends with her character being shot, falling to the ground. The camera rises into the sky, looking at her body, and that's the end. It goes to white. You don't know if she lived or died because they never did another one.
They're going to. They had a whole bunch lined up, but the ratings for that one weren't great. So they're like, never mind.
Oh, Tara's been concerned since that happened.
For the last 19
Alex
years.
Lived or died. So she said, please ask her what happened.
Yeah.
And also, if there's a picture on her table of her maybe dead body, please have her sign it for me. So
lying on the courthouse steps.
Luckily, I found someone's collage of the shooting and I altered a little bit. And I took that to her and I said my friend was very concerned. It was funny. And she was hoping you could sign, if it's okay, if you could sign this and say, it's okay, Tara, I lived, or something like that.
That's cute.
Which she did. And then
she did. It's great.
Very sweet.
In red. She said she picked red because it was the blood.
I lived. It's okay.
That.
She sounds pretty cool.
And then she said they did have a script where she and Chuck, I think she said something about they'd had a kid. But she, like, it's a shot of him sleeping. And then on the other side of him, she, like, sits up and has PTSD from being shot. But basically meaning she lived. Mm-hmm. So Tara could finally know for sure.
Great.
She lived. Okay. But it was very, very pleasant. Very nice to meet her. And I also met Miss Mindy Kahn. Natalie from Facts of Life.
Awesome.
And then you'll like this, Kat. Lori met someone, I think her name was Melanie Smith. I can't remember. She's an actress, but she was there signing autographs. Apparently she's Nancy McKeon, one of her best friends.
Oh.
Where Nancy moved up to where near where this lady lives because they are like best of friends.
Wow.
And so Lori was working or trying to get, like, tell her to get back to a convention. And she was like, you know, I think Nancy looks at like, well, they want the group. They don't want just me.
Oh,
and Lori's
Nancy.
Like, no, we want Nancy. And then she dragged me over there. And it's like, here's someone else who just wants Nancy. I'm like, we'd love to see her. I'm like, I feel awkward. We'd love to see her. And she's like, I doubt it happens, but I'll tell her. I'm like, please do. Because come on. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Natalie had a good crowd. Her. I mean, Natalie did well. If they had all four of them, it'd be huge. But, I mean, I think Natalie did pretty well. She had the Scooby fans and the Facts of Life fans. And I got a picture signed, the classic in uniform, four girls and Charlotte, Mrs. Garrett. And
love it.
I was like, I got to get the full picture just in case I have a chance to fill it out.
That's smart.
Either way, that's my favorite look of them. So, but yeah, so that was my fun day. Priscilla Presley was there. Huge line for her. Joan Collins, Lonnie Anderson, a lot of old Hollywood.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was a fun day. Running around.
And then I learned my roommate's uncle runs that show. Didn't know that.
Wow.
Fun fact. Yeah.
Good to know.
Hollywood show. I know, but right?
That's crazy.
He was like,
no.
Because he came up to me and was like, do you care about Priscilla Presley? Like, you care about her. And I thought,
interesting question.
She dead? Like, I mean, I care if she's dead. Like,
I'm not against her.
I'm ambivalent toward her, but it's sad if she's dead. But he's like, no. I spent a day with her at the thing.
Oh.
And her line was huge and she couldn't have been sweeter and she's so nice. You know, like, yeah.
There were a lot of people. She was awesome. Sweet. Like, she was talking to people and that line was long.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big deal.
Really big deal. Last note, they have this autograph dealer who buys in bulk, like it's other people's collections. He has boxes, like five boxes, $5, whatever you find in the box, $5. There was a Robert Downey Jr. There's like Bette Midler, Bernadette Peters. Like, there's legit things. There's also a whole bunch of naked women autographed. And there's a lot of them that say two free. So whatever. $5. I'm like, whatever.
So you bought a bunch of the naked
women. I bought four.
Women.
No. Oh. I bought four. First being Mike Ruzioni from the captain of the greatest USA Hockey Miracle on Ice team.
Got it. Okay.
Paul Rudd. It was this random picture of Ant-Man, Paul Rudd. I'm like, $5. Yeah, won the best picture, but I don't care.
You mean Paul Rudd of This Is 40. This Is 40's Paul Rudd.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That one too. Him too. There was, I got Mary Tyler Moore because she's kind of a legend. I mean, there are a lot of legends in these boxes. I don't know why she's the one I gravitated to. And because of the Star Wars Holiday Special. B. Arthur, baby.
No, you did not.
B. Arthur. There were two of them. One said to Jerry. The other I got the one that could easily tamper
that to just say and to Wendy.
I think she wrote it Beatrice Arthur.
Ooh.
But I was like, I got to get this.
What's the photo? What is it of? Her, like a headshot or is it in character?
Well, it's kind of a headshot where she's like.
Got it. You know. So like mod, maybe?
Yeah,
mod era?
Probably, yeah.
I'm in my mod era right now.
I should have brought it in to show you. I can get it after or something, but it's.
Oh, you'll see it.
But I was
That's pretty good.
$5 a piece, $20. I mean, and I think they're real. They're people's collections who either passed or had to sell them. And there was tons of. If you're a Green Bay Packers fan, he had a lot of those. I didn't care about those, but.
Boo.
I mean, a lot of very well known people in
That's
that
cool.
They did have a Cameron Mannheim, too, but I was like, if I ever get hers, I want it to be from a certain picture.
For real. Yeah, in person. Well, I think I need to come to one of these eventually.
It's fun. It's fun. And now Tara knows somebody.
I wanted to go to the one that Christina Ricci was supposed to go to last year, but she canceled. Yeah.
Well, she went to this other, the last one, and you didn't go for some reason.
She did?
You knew she was there.
What the hell did you give me an autograph?
Like, I've got a lot of stuff going on. And
I probably did. But I'm sad. I remember why, because she canceled the last time. And I was like, well, I don't know if she's going to show up.
But yeah, you can't trust her.
She was there.
She's broken my trust. Mm-hmm. So, when's the next one?
When's the next one?
June or July? June or July, something like that. Right. They had three a year. And then another one, I think, October-ish.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of fun. The part of the fun is like checking the site all the time and seeing who's on the list to show up.
Very cool.
But anyway, so in case you haven't heard enough of my voice, I have some new peeps that we tried over the weekend. Tara, I think you'll really like these. Dr. Pepper peeps.
What?
See those? I would totally try
them. Where are you? And you know what? They taste like Dr. Pepper.
Where are you? Where are those from?
Lori found them at Ralph's.
Wow. Oh, they look gross.
There she goes. She's eating
Wait,
right
hold
now.
Up the actual peep.
Let me get...
Because it's brown.
One that's intact.
It's brown. It's not...
It's, no, it's like Dr.
It's
Pepper color.
Red.
It's not
so
translating
brown.
Through the camera. It looks like the Dr. Pepper
brown
red.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it's definitely totally not a spring brown. Color. It's
No, it's Dr. No. Pepper bottle color.
I love it. Oh, man. Those look so good. I'm so jealous.
They're pretty good.
She's devouring. She just ate a whole peep.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, man.
I feel like this is going to happen all show.
My favorite chapstick that I lost and I'm really sad is the Dr. Pepper chapstick.
Yeah. Smackers.
If you haven't had a Dr. Pepper chapstick, you're not living. You got to find that.
You're not living, kid.
Order it on Amazon. That's how you have to go.
You gotta get it.
I mean, if you like Dr. Pepper. If you hate Dr. Pepper, you're probably not going to like that.
You give it to like an
And if you've never tried Dr. Pepper, like if you live in a country where they don't sell it and then you use the Dr. Pepper chapstick, probably not going to like it that either. But if you like it and then you're holy shit, this tastes like Dr. Pepper. It's delicious. Yeah,
you can't describe the flavor of Dr. Pepper. It's a mysterious kind of confusing flavor.
It is. And it's so good.
But
it's just
it's very satisfying.
It's so much better than Pepsi and it's just different from Coke. You can't.
Yeah.
Coke is its own thing. Like, it's so good.
It is better than Pepsi. Absolutely.
Absolutely. What is it?
I like them all.
Pepsi sucks.
Mm. It's no Tubi. I'll tell you that.
Rude.
No, don't.
Pepsi's fine.
It's not Coke.
All different.
This is a Coke household. Or a coke house. No, don't. Doesn't no. sound right. Never mind.
It's better than a crack house.
Than a coke house.
Yeah. No.
Shall we read some emails?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, me again. I'll start. I've got an email from Jackie.
Oh, wait. Should we talk about the sax song a little bit?
Oh, we
did
talk
review
about
the Postman Pat sax song.
Yeah.
And I mean, I the wheels are turning. It's easy enough to play on the guitar. I think maybe I can find a tambourine. I think definitely can mess with those lyrics a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear some tracks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's just going to be one track. I don't know what you mean. I'm not putting out a Postman Pat album.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what you're thinking.
I don't know. Think about it.
All right. But maybe coming soon. I don't know.
Okay.
Not this weekend, though, because I'm going out of town for my birthday.
It's a good tease. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yes. So, Beck, you've inspired us.
To the mail?
To the mail.
I have an email from Jackie called Puppy Confusion. Dearest Snop and Anne. I like how Anne and Anne. So sorry for any confusion around the puppy living situation. Wiley lives with my parents, so that's generally why she doesn't get any email credits. Although I pay for her pet insurance, so maybe it's like a shared custody thing.
Mm-hmm.
Part fox and part assassin, so it's better for her to live out in the country anyway.
Wow.
That's some kind of dog. Yeah. I'll try to be better about giving her credit going forward. I've been watching Xena on Prime while also simultaneously listening to the Snopisodes from the beginning for science. The commentary really adds some extra flair to the viewing experience.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I bet. Can't wait to go to Purgatory every week with y'all to hear the analysis, no matter how big or small. I hope John gets some sort of royalty from it, like Mexican pizzas or something. Also looking forward to all future Snopisode titles somehow working in Tubi. Sincerely, Jackie and Buster. Sometimes Wiley. All duckos welcome. Oh, I see what you did there, Jackie. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's clever.
That is funny.
Oh,
Wiley. Look at
Wiley
that.
Wiley is very sweet.
So it looks like a fox. Wiley does look like a fox.
Yeah. He's foxy. I like it. Oh, there's Buster and some flowers and leaves.
Is that the arboretum?
Looks like it. His tongue is out.
It may not be, but there's a lot of flowers there.
Yeah.
That may not be the arboretum. That may be I don't know.
Good
but
boys.
Jack Wiley's just taking a little nap on his bed. He does look like a dog that needs some room to run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looks feisty. All right, I got one from Carrie. Subject, cheese trio. This is going to be good. Hey there, it's me, Just Carrie, from the How Many Light Bulbs Does It Take podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I was listening to your latest episode while road tripping from Maryland to New York, and Tara's description of this cheese trio had me curious. Mm-hmm. I had to see it for myself. Turns out there's a Starbucks at basically every rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike, so acquiring one of these kits was not hard. Paying nearly $8 for it was. Right, yeah. You only paid $8 for it. I could see why Tara assumed what she did about the brie, that it was probably just a cheese spread. I needed a little plastic stick for spreading. But no, it was so much more. It was everything she said it was. I did some research, and it turns out you can buy them online.
Oh.
They're called Brie Bites and are available on Amazon and Instacart.
Oh boy.
Just in case anyone wants to avoid Starbucks and that $8 price tag. I didn't know exact. We're still on the cheese here, people. I didn't know exactly how to take pics of it. I mean, it's a gloriously small piece of cheese. I'd battle someone for it. So I decided to do just that. An epic battle for the brie. Capitalized battle for the brie. Featuring Wolverine and a zombified Batgirl. Please enjoy the pics. Also, if Tara continues with the cheese segment, I wouldn't be mad about it at all. And also hope to see some of you or all of you at EDE this year. Just Carrie. Carrie has attached some wonderful pictures. There is the small cheese with Batgirl. These are like extreme close-ups with a very, like, very clear camera here. And so
yes.
the Bree compared to these action figures looks massive. Like they're holding, I don't know,
just a giant wheel of cheese.
Yeah, giant wheel of cheese. Like, and then I love this Wolverine. This is my favorite Wolverine look or era. Of his era's tour, the yellow and blue. And he has massive, massive little forky hand things. I can't remember what those are called right now. Bet someone does. And they're like, oh, my God, this person.
Like his claws?
Thank you.
Okay.
You couldn't remember the claws? Stick with I thought it was something more thingies. Technical.
No, I'm sticking with forky thingies. Forky. They're some kind of metal. I can't remember. You know, they're like a indestructible. Anyway, yeah. He's holding a giant cheese wheel, and it's adorbs.
It's pretty great.
He looks harmless with that, but they are fighting it. There he is. Oh, my gosh. She spiked the cheese on those forky thingies. This last one is great. It's the cheese is sporked with this, with Wolverine's claws. And then his other he's taken Batgirl now, and he's, like, holding his forky things up to her neck. Gotten really, and she's just laying right outside the tiny Bree cup. So yeah,
it's very funny.
Wow,
amazing.
Got messy.
Quite a photo shoot.
Thank you so much.
And you know, Carrie, she is a co-host of How Many Light Bulbs Does It Take, and her co-host and wife is Master Chief Jen.
Woo!
And I've been a guest on How Many Light Bulbs Does It Take, and I'm sure you guys would be welcome on there too.
Okay. Don't speak for them. I mean, it would be awkward if we're not now.
No.
You should invite them on the podcast. Oh.
Yeah, that would be really awkward if
now no. that we don't hear from them. We'll
oh, no.
Okay. They're just busy. No, they're just busy.
Yeah, they're busy. Maybe, you know what, Wendy, it went to spam. That's what happened.
That must be it. That must be it.
No.
I understand. It's okay. Well,
thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. Just
thank you, Carrie.
Well, I have an email. It's from AK. And the subject is, really? Cat. Dude, I love you. And I guess I can see that you're in pain. But the campaign was called Tomb of Annihilation. Did you not imagine that maybe the clue was in the title? How dare you, AK?
Fair point.
I don't know that it is. I don't know that it is. Listen, after a year and a half, how do you not get attached to a character? You know? It's hard. It's like saying goodbye to a friend.
Wow.
And watching them die horribly.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tara. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna move on. It's still very raw.
Very awkward.
Continues. Okay, so the Oak Island boys definitely have wood, right?
They have a lot of wood. Good wood.
Thinking old emoji. Wood. Okay. Thinking emoji progress.
Stiff wood.
Are they actually looking for a specific type of treasure? Like, do they have a reason to think they'd find some sort of actual treasure? I'm so confused about the premise of the show. Yes, AK. Yes, they have reason to believe that there's lots of treasure on this island, including maybe the Holy Grail.
Ark of the Covenant. That's
the Ark and the Covenant.
That's the key word, maybe. This show uses the word maybe, or could this be? Possibly.
A lot of question marks at the end of sentences.
Yeah. You never know if they're telling you something or asking you something. I'm never really sure.
That's part of the fun.
Because the end sentence starts out normal, and then at the end, maybe? Could it? Listen. But it belongs?
A.K.
Knights Templar? To the former possible Knights Templar?
There has to be a way for A.K. to watch the show, because I think it would explain a lot of what we're talking about if you could just see the show, AK. So just, you know, get on that. Just
but at what point does AK jump into this show?
Anytime. They'll
it
remind you
of having
every week.
They have a pile of wood and buttons.
It doesn't
you know, yeah, that's true. You can jump in at any time because they spend half the show just recapping stuff because they don't have not found enough.
so people can keep track.
Legit though, let me say, because I did go back and watch some of season one, and it filled out a lot of the things that I wasn't sure about when they refer to things on the show.
Yeah,
I learned a lot in season one, like when they taught, you know, pre-discovery of the money pit, whatever what they're talking about. And then you can watch season one, then jump on forward to season 11.
They haven't discovered the money pit. What do you mean pre?
No, they have. They're in the money pit.
Was it filled with money?
Somebody discovered it before them. That's why all these people
have for hundreds. So there's only wood left and buttons?
Someone found the money pit in like 1795. And they found a plaque with weird inscriptions on it. Underground. That's right.
Like very far underground. Yeah. Like hundreds of feet.
Into the shaft, you mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a very, you can say that's what she said like 80 times during this show. Yeah. It's great. There's shafts, wood, holes.
Drilling of shafts and holes.
Going deep.
And no one ever once says, you know. That's what she said.
No.
Very sincere. No,
it's all very, exactly, very serious. Very.
I like it.
Moving on. Firefly, of course they should reboot Firefly. Give it another movie to explain some shit. Actually, a prequel explaining the Shepherd would be very cool if we could get that. I love that universe, that aesthetic. Great show. Just a shame about its creator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AK continues. Still blows my mind that Person of Interest was considered impossible sci-fi when it started, and it became tech plausible pretty quickly. Like every time we turn around, there's another, oh shit, just like in POI moment.
Every day.
You say this
now.
All the time. When do you say this all the time?
I mean, it's like, it's just what we're living in now almost.
AK continues. B-Rex, you deranged evil genius. I've been earwormed with Postman Pat all bloody week. Sideways laughing emoji. You little shit. What kind of emoji is that? Is it like a...
I think that's like a extreme like cheek. Laugh. Cheek. Okay. Like a... Like your party. Like a party laugh. Yeah.
Party laugh. Emoji. Although it did make a nice change ever since our overlord started talking about Tubi. I've had the bloody Scooby. Oh, that's good. Tubi. Mm-hmm. Where are you, B? I've had the bloody Scooby-Doo theme in my head. I'm sure there's a thing to be sung there. But someone else can have the pleasure of working that one out. I've got to do my physio exercise. Being old and decrepit is a bitch. Oh boy, I've torn a piece of one of my finger bones.
Ow.
And it hurts like an absolute bitch. Yeah. Kat, you broke your finger, then got it medically rebroken. Fuck. Going cross-eyed. Mm. Badass. I don't know about badass. It was very painful.
Mm.
There's something else I was going to say, but buggered if I can remember what it was. Love you guys, Sir AK.
Nice.
There you go.
Thanks, right. AK. I got one more.
Always. Oh. Right.
And was there more?
Great. No.
I've got an email from Heather entitled Green Season. It's got a little shamrock by it. Hi, nerds. Happy March, or as we say in Massachusetts, happy green season. Mm-hmm. Our St. Patrick is celebrated every weekend in March, not just
what?
The 17th. Now, that sounds fun.
Whoa. That's a lot.
In honor of St. Patrick, I've composed some nerdy limericks to go toe-to-toe with AI. Here we go.
That's fun.
Is there a rhythm to limericks? Am I going to... Okay. Our nerdy pod leader named Kat loves Star Wars and bears that are fat. To feel a bit free, she drives her RV and hosts like a true bureaucrat.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
That's good.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. A golden-voiced singer named Wendy loves all types of cats, not just trendy. She thanks the good Lord for Harrison Ford. She's a friend, stalwart yet bendy.
Wow.
That's great.
I don't think I've ever been described as bendy before. And the last. A bike riding nerd we call Tara, who loves Grey's alums Jess and Sarah. Her house has a bar where Charlie is a star. She likes taking trips everywhere.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that.
That's so
enjoy the week with a little Shamrock. Heather. That's great. I love it.
Heather.
Hey, guys, got nailed nothing it on you, Heather.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to mention flannel in inappropriate places no. 5 times.
Yeah, Heather, be careful. You might be our official poet laureate here.
I think that's a plan.
We'll just send you the keywords.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that I was called Bendy.
I mean, Wendy is hard to rhyme, to be fair.
And Bendy's funny. I could, you know.
Bendy's great.
I like Bendy. Bendy Wendy.
No notes. Bendy.
No, Wendy. No corrections. It's great. All of it. Kara goes everywhere. I'm going to reuse that.
Really cute. It's so cute. Hey, yeah. Let's get some nerd news.
Nerd news. Nerd news. I repeat, we have breaking nerd news.
Let's do this one. Yeah, we're here. Look, we're here.
Okay. Is it me again?
Sure, if you want to.
Because I'm very excited about this. They released the teaser for a show that I've become ridiculously a fan of and in love with. Hacks is back. Hacks. But guess what? Why did I see? For some reason, I thought I saw something about it being on Netflix, but it's not. It's on Max. Hacks is back on Max. And they released a trailer. It's going to debut on May 2nd. 2 episodes. May 2nd. Nice. And 2 more. Wow. We'll debut 2 more episodes of Hacks weekly before debuting a single episode season finale on May 30th. Oh, so it's like a little short month of Hacks.
Wow.
Interesting. What a weird way to do that.
Helen Hunt will be on this year.
Oh,
Christopher Lloyd, Tony Goldwyn, Christina Hendricks.
We met Helen Hunt. When do you remember that? Oh no, we didn't. That was Bonnie Hunt.
I was gonna say where was I? I don't remember that.
Never mind.
And we didn't meet.
Go on,
Bonnie. But we watched her walk by.
No, we watched. Yeah, that's meeting.
But Helen,
what do we need to hold hands and swap spit or something?
That's true. It's closer than I thought I'd ever get. Helen Hunt is my celebrity doppelganger. At least she used to be when I was thinner and she was fatter and we met in the middle.
Oh, God.
I have been told by a few people that I reminded them of Helen Hunt. Look up early Mad About You, Helen Hunt, and you'll see it.
Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, me too. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So that's what play me in a movie.
Right.
Or Meryl. Hacks, May 2nd. I'm very excited. Go watch the teaser. It's going to be great.
Same.
Who I would love to play me in a movie, but it would make absolutely zero sense? Sarah Bareilles.
Hey!
Would not work at all, but I would be fine on a different take on my character because I love her. And she's in a little show that I also love called Girls 5 Eva. This little show is premiering its 3rd season, and it's moving from The Cock, Peacock, over to Netflix.
The That's the so one I was thinking
one,
of.
One instance here. Netflix, I feel like, used to be like a known savior of certain network shows, right? But lately it's gotten a real bad rap. But here it is. It's picking up. Peacock. I don't know if they're really doing much original stuff anymore, but this was one of like their first original series, and Tina Fey produces it. It's by a lot of Meredith Scardino. I would love to have her on here. I love her so much. It's a lot of the same people that did Kimmy Schmidt, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt show, so which is also a great show if you want like a funny, heartwarming show. It's really great. And this is the same thing. It's Girls 5 Eva is basically a girl band. I've talked about it before on the show, but from the 2000s, but now it's 2024 and they are, you know, all middle aged, but they have had a resurgence. They have kind of had a comeback and gotten back together. It's really funny, especially if you like that type of humor. And Sarah Bareilles, it has Busy Phillips, Paula Pell, and Renee Elise Goldsberry. So if you aren't familiar with her, she was in Hamilton. So she's phenomenal, the original cast, and playing one of the Skylar sisters. So really great. So of course there's, you know, lots of funny songs in there. It's just hilarious, but also heartwarming. I'm so excited. I didn't know who was going to get a 3rd season. And then just kind of hearing And I heard about this actually a while ago, that it was moving to Netflix, which I didn't know when. But yes, it's coming out, starts March 14th. So if you need to get caught up, I think all three seasons are dropping on Netflix on that day. But Peacock still has the first two seasons if you do want to get caught up.
Okay.
But hey, give it some watches, make sure it's Netflix knows that you're watching it, you know, because it's really great. And it's just really great to see that group of women, doing their thing. And Sarah Bareilles, my God, I didn't know she was so funny and hot. She's been around for so long. I was never into her. Like, even like her music, I just didn't appreciate it, which is like I do now, but. Or, you know, so many people love Sarah Bareilles. I was just like, ambivalent. But after seeing her, I was like, okay, I got a thing for her.
Okay.
She's out there looking. No. I'm interested.
But well, you know, she does listen to this podcast, so.
Yeah, well, you never know. Who doesn't? Yeah. She's hilarious and hot. What a combo. And there's lesbians. Queer friendly. Very queer friendly.
You can't beat that. That's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't have lesbians. X-Files, unfortunately.
Not normally.
So it looks like we are getting a reboot. And Chris Carter, the creator of the X-Files, is thankfully not going to be involved.
Who would have ever thought we'd say that?
I know. It's so sad.
But it's true.
So apparently... It's sad but true. So Ryan Coogler, who's directed the Black Panther films, he has an idea for the show. He sold it to Fox. Fox is like, let's do it. And so there's no release date. This is probably going to be a very slow process. But we know that Chris Carter has given his blessing to this reboot, and which is. I'm actually really impressed that he's cool with someone else taking this show and running with it. I'm impressed, and I hope that I hope it's good. And so, Chris Carter was interviewed recently, and I feel like through this interview is how we've gotten, you know, confirmation really that this thing is really happening. But he, you know, he's saying like it's going to be a different take. It's going to be a more diverse version of the show, which I think is exciting. I'm looking forward to see what they do. And but interesting question they ask him, this interviewer, this is on yahoo.com. The interviewer says, but you're interested in doing another revival of the X-Files yourself? And he says, oh, if David and Jillian wanted to do it again, yeah, probably. Then I would be inspired. I got bad news for you, Chris. I don't think Jillian wants anything to do with you, unfortunately, and those characters again, which sucks because you really screwed it up, man. Mm. You screwed it up. You betrayed Scully.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't think she's ever coming back. But this would be kind of cool. I don't know. Wendy, what do you think? Are you interested in seeing a reboot without...
To see
David
what it's
and
about.
Jillian.
I mean, I don't think anything will ever recapture that magic of the X-Files. It was so earnest and simple, you know, when it started. And then it got turned into a convoluted mess, but I mean, it was so good in its heyday. And just, I do agree with him. David and Jillian are big, big parts of the reason it was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Their chemistry. So, I hate what it turned into, but I mean, I'll check it out. I'll check out a reboot, relaunch, just to see what they do with it. I can't imagine anything. I feel like if you're trying to redo something, you're never going to get that mad. The magic of it was new and fresh. No one even thought it would succeed. And then it was great.
And with those iconic characters and actors, you know, so it's.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
I can see something taking place in the universe, the X-Files universe. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be easier to do than try to tackle these, you know, a pair of agents in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. trying, like, basically, you know, kind of a new version of Mulder and Scully. Boy, that would be really tough to execute well.
Yeah, just do something, refer to Mulder and Scully. Maybe have someone acknowledge them and then go their own way, but... Yeah.
Have their picture up on the wall somewhere.
That the legends that they were.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'll see what it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, good.
I imagine that Ryan Coogler is probably a huge fan, and that's right. why he wants to do it. Like, I don't know why you would tackle a show that you're like, eh, whatever. Like, that's yeah. it's right. a big commitment. So he must be a fan. So I imagine he's going to have some stuff that the fans would really like. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to be optimistic.
I'm rooting for you, Coogler. All
right.
Speaking of optimistic, guys. <Uh-oh. laughs> So we might be, you know what? I'm going to be optimistic. Here we go. IATSE, who is the international.
Yahtzee.
No, it's different.
Oh. Yahtzee.
International Alliance of Theater Stage Equity. Is that what the E stands for? Doesn't matter. IATSE is the union that covers all the guilds in Hollywood. So if you're in the camera union or you're in the electric editorial, you're all a part of IATSE. Mm-hmm. And their contracts are up this summer. And they threatened to strike during the last contract negotiations. And the membership gave the okay to strike, but the negotiators were like, no, let's not do that. Let's not get crazy and strike. Mm-hmm. So they ended up not getting a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing what the writers and the actors have gone through, boy, there's rumbling. There's some mm-hmm. rumbling in town that IATSE is not going to settle without some major points added to their contracts. And so it's what's kind of confusing, and it's going to take a while because there's so many different guilds and everyone wants something different. Like the stuff that the editors are asking for has nothing to do with what they're asking for, you know, for camera and all
right.
that. So it just takes a long time to get through kind of like the general negotiations. And then there's like these breakout sessions of all the individual guilds.
That because being said, they're all, it's like one, essentially kind of like one contract, but for all the different parts.
Yeah.
But they're like all wrapped up. Like if, you know, the camera operators aren't quite getting what they want, but you know, someone else, the lighting people are, can that hold up? You know, do they have to all come to an agreement together? Or
I think there's a basic contract that everyone starts with. Uh-huh. And then I think the guilds build on top of that. But yeah, but I think what you're saying, yeah, if you're giving, you know, Guild A something that Guild B is asking for and you don't give it to Guild B, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know how often that happens, but I'm sure it has happened.
Right. Like, you know, if they try to say, hey, well, we think that the lighting is more important than this other sure. thing, so we're going to give them what they want, but we don't think that we're not ready to meet.
Yeah, so well,
that's
totally.
Very interesting.
And because not everyone.
I don't personally feel that way. That was just an example. I don't want anyone out there to think. No.
You hate the electricians? So yeah, no, it is. It's a lot because of they have sometimes opposing needs and opposing motivation from each of these guilds. But luckily, we don't have to figure that out. But the AMPTP does, and IATSE does. So they've actually just started their first negotiation as of today, Monday, the recording of this podcast, and they expect it to take months. So it's going to be a while. Obviously, everyone wants to avoid a strike. IATSE doesn't want a strike. I can't imagine the producers want to deal with another strike. So hopefully lessons were learned last summer and AMPTP knows that they're not fucking around. So just everybody think good thoughts. Send some good vibes to, I think it's in Van Nuys, Encino. Might be near you, Tara.
Oh.
Interesting. So this will definitely affect.
Did you want to go ahead and give out my home address and just
yeah,
see
do you mind?
So we it's can all Google
one, two...
how far?
You know, why don't we just give out your phone number and people can just text you and ask you where
yeah,
you live.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So again, this is just beginning. Hopefully, this does not escalate quickly, and because this again, guys, a shutdown would be detrimental. A lot of people are still looking for work from the first strike after the first strike happened. So. It's not a good time in Hollywood right now. A lot of people out of work, not a lot of shows are rolling because people are scared about the strike. And so the producers have not greenlit, the studios have not greenlit a lot of new shows and movies because they're afraid of a strike.
Mm.
So there's very little work in town. Mm. The last thing that people want is another G-damn strike.
Yeah.
So just we'll send good thoughts. We'll keep everyone posted on this because it affects, like, we don't, there's not a lot of new TV on right now, and this is why. Mm-hmm. You know, Tara, Grey's Anatomy and another wildly successful medical drama on ABC, The Good Doctor, have only 10 episode seasons this year. Yeah. ABC only ordered 10 episodes of all their shows. That's kind of a bummer, and you know, it affects people who love watching TV. So we'll keep an eye on everything, and yeah. I'm just so scared.
Well, speaking of Grey's Anatomy, I did learn one little tidbit of information that someone besides Jessica Capshaw is actually going to be on the season that I'm really excited about. That I had no idea was happening until I just read it like toward the bottom of a different article. And that's Natalie Morales. She's on Dead to Me. She's also on Parks and Rec. She is really funny. And there's maybe a little talk that maybe she might be Amelia's new love interest. Or even Jessica Capshaw, Arizona's love interest, possibly. Maybe.
Hmm. Okay.
Very into that.
Okay.
I love her. I'm actually really excited about this because I really love her as an actress. I think she's really funny.
So, awesome. Yeah. All right.
Throwing it out there.
All right. Good.
Where should we go next?
Hey, before we go to Purgatory, can I do one sports note?
Please.
I forgot to mention. How about Caitlin Clark, man? She is now the leading scorer in all of college, major college basketball, men's and women's.
Sports.
Pete Maravich to be the all-time leading college basketball scorer. I don't even watch a lot of women's basketball, but she's getting attention. And she's one three-pointer away for having more three-pointers than Steph Curry.
Whoa.
In college, so.
And then I'll give her credit. A lot of times women's games are much lower scoring in basketball games than men's games are, especially in college. So you have to think when you compare that to the NBA scores, especially. But so to have that record that is just all of college and also men's and women's is even extra impressive because that score differential that happens sometimes that – it's just kind of a lower because the men's and women's, the men have two halves, and the women's college have four quarters, which I find interesting. But anyway,
so just an asterisk,
sports,
a little asterisk. There was no shot clock and there was no 3-point line when Maravich played, but still, it's a female breaking his record. And I feel like, you know, someone joked with me the other day about, I was talking about the game where she broke the women's record. They're like, what was the score? 42-40. I'm like, no, it was a really high scoring game. Like they score. So, I mean, you know, it's like there's any.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even those naysayers annoying people are like, it's like, it's more than any of the men either.
So, and any league where records are broken, there's always going to be changes. Like passing records now. Yeah, they didn't pass that much back in the day, you know. Or now there's more games in a season than there were. So there's always changes. But regardless, she has the record. Own it.
Well, and also, like, you know, how what was the first time for the 100-yard dash way back in the old? Like, athletes get better. We know more about training. We know that you're supposed to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
You never used to drink water.
No.
How you drink it? No one used to drink water.
Right. Now we know, like, not to wear Converse when you play basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Don't wear, like, rubber slabs on your feet. You can actually
things
wear
change.
Something that has a little support to it. Like, yeah, things change. Equipment changes. Training changes. So, yeah. But, no, you cannot deny that this athlete is dominant in her sport.
Like, oh, incredibly. It's so crazy to watch her. She's so smooth. It looks so easy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think you guys know what time it is.
Tubi time!
She Nerds Out presents Live from Purgatory.
We're going to Purgatory.
Tubi! Tubi! Tubi.
Scooby, Purgatubi!
Purgatubi! Purgatubi!
Look, we're here. We're in Purgatubi.
Yes!
Purgatubi.
So, Tubi has recently changed their whole brand look and logo and just like a little huge, big brand change.
Yeah.
And guess what, guys? They're going to Europe.
That's
crazy. What?
They heard everyone's cries, AKA specifically. So Tubi's going to be available internationally, including in Europe. I don't know when all this is happening, but it's happening, and I'm imagining it's going to be in time to watch Vengeance, the Winona Earp special. So that's like huge. Like, you ask and Tubi gives, you know?
Wow. And I think these new colors look very European, you know?
They do.
Just, wow.
Like
beautiful.
Very appealing to a European palate, mm-hmm. I imagine. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's like this nice, rich, purplish, mm-hmm. with so bright, friendly letters that spell out Tubi.
And I love the way the curve on them and the like the girth on certain parts. Yeah. And then that dot is really, it does something to me.
It's kind of sexy.
It's kind of sexy. Yeah.
It is a sexy logo.
I've never been more attracted to a dot and girthy letters.
Dots are hot. Okay. Wow. I think we can all agree on that.
Love it. Look at that B. Look at that B. It's like, look at me. Look at me. Bold. I'm like bold and I got like, look at, it's like a little bulbous on, I'm bulbous on the end, and I'm
it's
loving
it. It's proud
of
it. It's proud of its shape.
Yes. You know? Look at that. Mm. Love it.
So apparently this purple, they call it turple.
Love it.
They call the yellow, hello, yellow.
Oh.
Hello, yellow.
The circle in the T, which is the dot, that sexy dot you're talking about, mm-hmm. Tara. Is a visual nod to the Tubi rabbit hole. So when you go to Tubi, you're gonna fall down the rabbit hole.
Wow, well, that's even sexier. That it's not a dot, it's a hole.
It's a hole.
And that they didn't just make the dot on the I.
No.
They made it on the T.
Right. Throws you off. Makes you think. Yeah, makes you think.
Wow. So well played, Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that we could love you anymore, but we do.
Wow. I just want to get in that hole.
Tubi's got some fun social media people going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
They do.
They do. They're
working with us.
Yeah. We get the Tubi alerts now, so I get to see everything Tubi posts.
Yeah.
It's great. I laughed because they reposted someone's post that had taken just like a picture on their picture of the new look and said like, mm-hmm. Tubi got their tax refund. Yeah. Like new look. Tax refund, new look, time for a makeover. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Love it.
Yeah. This is great. I love it. Keep it coming, Tubi. Hey, let's talk about some Earp socials. I feel like that needs a song too. Maybe.
What do you want from me, Kat? I'm not a machine.
Everything needs a song.
How many songs you want in this podcast?
I want a wall-to-wall song.
Turning into a musical.
It'd be a variety show. I might have a little something up my sleeve. We'll see.
Okay.
I think Tubi will be pleased.
Okay. Now I'm excited. Bring it. I think let's just cut to the good stuff here. I think Kat Burrell, a friend of the snob, mm-hmm. she posted, as of this recording, she posted something, a video to her story today. This is Monday the 4th. That is the goddamn homestead.
Wow. Mm.
God bless you, Kat Burrell. She's just taking a video at the homestead. That's all. No big deal.
So peaceful, beautiful, snowy.
Yeah. Very snowy.
But so it just keeps, it's like a 360. It just keeps going. And you're like, look at that. Look at that. Oh, my God.
It's going to be so good to go back.
Yeah. It's like surreal still to me. It's going to feel so strange and awesome to start that show. And you're like, wait, I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
What is this?
It'll take a couple of minutes to kind of settle in and get over the, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
The weeping?
Kind of, yeah, the weeping, mm-hmm. yeah, all that. It's gonna take, a couple minutes to settle in, I think. Mm-hmm. But, boy, I can't wait. So thank you, Kat Burrell. She's definitely feeding us with this video. Let's see. What else do we get this
week? It's Varun's birthday.
Hey.
So there were some posts of some sledding. I'm just gonna go say that was somewhere near a set, maybe.
Yeah, I buy it.
Maybe probably. In Calgary. Is that Alberta? I don't know what the
yes,
I don't even want to say
Calgary
it. I don't know what's
Calgary is in the province
town?
Of
I don't
Alberta.
Know. Province. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
So yeah, that was cool. Some Tim celebrating.
Yeah.
That
Love
was fun.
That. So I guess we're getting Varun. I think it would be weird if Varun if Jeremy wasn't in
right.
the
yeah.
special, right? That would be a very odd
yeah
thing.
Yeah. Then we got Melanie hanging out in the trailer.
She's looking cute. She has black nail polish, so I guess Winona's gonna have some nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a shot that she takes. It's looking outside the trailer window, and it looks like another Calgary tundra.
Mm. And it's
hard
says,
to see. Yeah,
warm up here. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Backwards?
Something like, yeah. Something heater? I don't know. Someone has written something on her window.
I think it's warm up here. I don't know.
And she, in her post, says making the trek home for a couple of days. So she, you know, they had shot her out for the time being. And then I'm sure she went home and spent time with the family. And then I'm sure she'll be right back.
We'll be back.
BRB.
Back. Did Tim do anything this week? Up with Tim. I see something on his.
He did. Yeah. What? There wasn't anything too Winona related.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he took a picture from maybe his wherever he's staying. The balcony just looks like a bunch of snow on outdoor furniture.
Well, here he is walking in the snow that looks like maybe the homestead or somewhere very snowy. Then it's a
yeah.
shirtless picture of him. So it's on like the story. It's going. I don't know. But Tubi and Emily and Josh 724, they're all tagged. So I'm going to assume that that's out there.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a picture of Josh and Emily. And yeah, so there's some
yeah,
content there.
That's true. That's true. My bad. They all look very happy to be together.
You do.
Not too much, nothing from Emily, no photos from Emily. She was certainly tweeting a lot.
Maybe she's busy. I mean, they're all busy.
I would imagine.
She's
yeah.
busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get something from Dom. We see Waverly's director's chair. Waverly's set chair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. See the, you know, that same logo with the blood splash across it. So that's
mm-hmm.
cool. It looks like, remember we had the photos from the frozen lake bed? It looks like that, or frozen lake, that looks like where they are when they took this picture.
Hmm.
Yersh.
And then there's Paolo.
Paolo.
Has posted a picture of the hanging, the purgatory sign in. Now we had one, I think from Emily, mm-hmm. of it like yeah. kind of on its side in the warehouse, but now it's hung up. It's in its rightful place
mm-hmm.
at the edge of town.
It looks good.
It looks good. I like the lighting in that.
Yeah, it's
like
cool.
Yeah. Wow.
So many teasing little nuggets that they're dropping.
No.
Yeah.
I know. I'm teased.
Anything we missed? Teased. Anything we missed out there, folks, this week? It's Monday now, so don't get on us if it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah,
we don't have it on.
Huge.
Yeah.
Drops.
Okay. Let us know
what's yeah. gonna happen when they finish filming. Are we gonna not get little tidbits anymore? We're gonna go into
it's
a
gonna be
quiet time,
quiet and very
sad,
agonizing
and sad because now it's exciting when they're filming, and then when they're done filming it's like, oh no, are we gonna
now
get
what?
that part again ever?
Yeah,
then we wait.
How much longer do they have in filming? Is this their third week or second?
This is their last week.
What?
This is it. This
Gosh,
is it.
It's fast.
God.
Already in week 3.
My goodness.
I know. It's It is going to be sad because there's not going to be, I don't know how often we're, listen, guys, don't be upset. I don't know how often we're going to go to Purgatubi because there's not going to be anything to talk about until we start actually getting like a, like when the teaser comes out, oh, it's on.
It is 100%.
Frame by frame. But until then, there's not much to talk about.
Maybe we can ask AI to write us something from Purgatubi. I wonder what it would do with Purgatubi.
That's an idea. Maybe maybe Heather can write a Purgatubi limerick.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, listen, we're not there yet. Yeah, let's enjoy this while we can. Let's not worry about, let's not give into our anxiety and worry about things that haven't happened yet. Yes.
Into a tizzy.
Let's just enjoy the moment.
Tubi tizzy.
Don't get the tubi tizzy.
Well, we'll find something to go to purgatory for, even if it's just...
I'm sure. Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
We'll just go to Shorty's and drink and say we're drinking from Shorty's.
You can do that.
That works.
There we go.
All right.
That brilliant. Is? And then you can write a song about being at Shorty's.
Yes. So that every time we say we're at Shorty's, we play this song.
I love it.
You better get busy, Tara.
Do we also need a leaving purgatory sign or a song?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I know my chores.
Tara's got to get to work on some music.
Yeah, you should probably get going right now.
But we'll be around on the Twitter, following Tubi, everything else. At Snot Podcast with 1D.
We're at She Nerds Out Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
You can send us an email at shenerdsout@gmail.com. Go to our website, shenerdsout.com. You can buy us a beer. You can catch up on old episodes. Leave us a voicemail. And if you're enjoying the podcast, if you like what you hear, and you probably do because you're still listening, why don't you go ahead and give us a 5-star rating?
Yeah.
5 stars. Boop, boop, boop.
If you're still listening right now, this is like the end scraps. You're listening now.
Well, don't describe it like that, Tara.
We should have some little nugget to drop at the end for those who stick around.
Okay. Like a treasure hunt.
Like wood. Here's your wood at the end of the shaft.
Here's some wood.
Your prize.
It's a button. But today we got nothing. Yeah. So thanks for sticking around. We'll let you go on your way. We'll let you get back to your life. But we'll be back going to Purgatubi, going to Oak Island, all our fun places we like to visit. Yes, Sarah, we do. Until then, she nerds out.
Purgatubi!
She nerds out. We're girls that like nerdy things.